First verse of John chapter 1 and from verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
Amen.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. May the Lord bless that reading of his word to us this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you this morning for your word. Pray you'll bless it to us mightily, we pray. Speak to us, we pray. Speak to our situation. Speak to our needs, Lord. And Lord, may we bring you glory and praise, that your name may be exalted in Jesus' name. Amen. There it is. Walking in the light is where we as believers should be. There was just something that happened during the week, and I thought, really, Graham, that wasn't the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, was it? You know, when you want to convey an idea that it's all right and you've done your best, you don't want people to think things have gone wrong. You don't want them to think that everything's not well. And so you've glossed things up a bit. Well, the truth is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
When you try to gloss it up a bit, you're just taking some of the aspects of what is the true situation away, so that people don't worry too much about things they need to worry about. But it came to me, and I thought, really, we've got to be walking with the Lord. His standard of righteousness is the highest. When he speaks about truth, he means the truth. When we try to change things just a little bit so that we don't offend people or we don't upset people, which is what I was trying to do, it's not quite right. And it brought a conviction. We've got to get right with God. We've got to be those who speak the truth. I'm not saying I'm lying, but I'm saying it's glossing things up. What the Lord requires of us is truth. And the Bible speaks here about walking in the light. And in that walking in the light, there is no darkness. Not even a little bit, not even a little shadow. We might allow those shadows to come in to hide things that we don't want people really to see. But the law requires of us, as they used to say in court, and I presume they still do so, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And when people swear that oath, they're telling a fib, really. Because who is it about the situation that can tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? But Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And we need to be people who are walking in the light as he is in the light.
Amen.
That people might see. There's no pretense in our lives. There's no hiding and covering of things up. But we are a people who have been saved by his wonderful grace.
Yes.
And know his life and know his righteousness. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. That's what we read in verse 5. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Therefore, if there's darkness in our lives, things that we want to hide, and there's darkness in our lives, then we can't walk with him in the light as he is in the light. We need to be the people of God. Jesus came, a light in this dark world. And Jesus declared in John chapter 8, in verse 12, Jesus said to them, I am the light of the world. He that follows me, that's us as believers, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
Or let us be people that walk in the light. In John chapter 9 and verse 5, he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But today we can proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who saves from sin, as the one that gives and imparts eternal life to those that repent and put their faith and trust in his finished work of Calvary. we praise the Lord.
Amen.
And in John chapter 1, right at the beginning of John's Gospel, you know those wonderful words which stick in our hearts and in our minds. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Amen.
Light dispels darkness.
Yes.
Light dispels that which is sinful and hidden. Light dispels that which is wrong. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness.
Yes.
The darkness didn't understand it, comprehended it not. All praise his wonderful name. We go over to verse 9, where it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the true light, which lights everyone that comes into the world. He was in the world made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power, the authority, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Amen.
In God there is no darkness at all. In God there is no darkness at all. If we therefore are to dwell in the presence of God, there must be no darkness in our lives. And it's only by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord, and knowing the cleansing of the precious blood of Calvary, knowing the precious cleansing that he provides, that we can know that all the darkness has been dealt with. All the sin has been dealt with.
Amen.
Cleansed through the precious blood of Jesus. For in God, there is no darkness at all. If we claim, as in verse 6 it says here, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
That's right.
That word fellowship is the Greek word koinonia.
Yes.
Which is having things in common. It's a communion.
Yes.
And if we say we have fellowship with him, we're in that close fellowship with him, but we're walking in darkness, then we're lying. We're not being truthful. If we're walking in darkness, if there are things in our lives that are wrong, then we can't know that fellowship and that walk with God in all its fullness. It's a challenge to many churchgoers today. It's a challenge. We can't be churchgoers and walk with the Lord if our lives aren't right. It's not good enough to be a churchgoer. There are lots of churchgoers in this country. Many of you, many of whom are not saved. They don't know the salvation of God. They don't know the righteousness of God. They don't know their sins forgiven. Their attitude is, well, everybody does that, so do we, but God understands. Well, as we read the Bible tells us that God has made a way for us to be right with him.
Yes.
God has made a way for our sins to be dealt with.
Amen.
Through the cross of Calvary, through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if we're saved by his wonderful grace, the sin is dealt with, it's forgiven, it's cleansed. There is a washing, there is a cleansing through the precious blood of Jesus to cleanse us from every sin. You see, people who are just churchgoers, who don't know the salvation of God, or people who do know the salvation of God, but are treading the wrong pathway, a pathway where there's sin and darkness, there's a challenge here. That we can't be walking with God if we're in that situation of sinfulness and darkness. Because the Bible says, this is what we've heard, God is light, in him is no darkness at all.
Glory.
If there's darkness in your life as a believer, then you can't be walking with God. But it says here, in verse 7 of 1st Epistle of John, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, our lives are open for him to deal with. If we've said wrong things, if we've done wrong things, we come and we confess and bring it to God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We need to know that cleansing. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship, we have that koinonia, that communion, that commonness, one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus said, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
There is no darkness in God's presence. Therefore, we cannot be in God's presence if we allow darkness into our hearts and lives, if we allow sinful things into our hearts and lives, if we try to hide and cover up things which are wrong. There needs to be that walking in the light, that walking in the cleansing of the precious blood of Jesus, in walking in that forgiveness that he provides day Amen. By day. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, that communion and fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that the promise
Amen.
That Jesus made when he was speaking Amen. To Nicodemus? He said, for God so loved the world Amen. That he gave his only begotten Son, Amen. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. There must be that new start, Amen. That new birth, which is after his life. We're born again of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
It's a spiritual experience.
Yes.
Where the past is dealt with. And we begin new lives in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, of course. While we're here on earth, there still might be times when we fail. There still might be times when we sin. But we're on that pathway where there is a cleansing. There is a cleansing. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, and it goes on cleansing and cleansing and cleansing as we confess, as we repent and confess and put our faith and trust in him. You see, sin is a problem. Sin brings darkness. Sin brings separation from God. And as believers, we cannot allow those things that are wrong to remain in our lives. They have to be dealt with. They have to be confessed. They have to be brought to the Lord that we might know that cleansing
yes.
of the precious blood of Jesus. Don't be deceived. Light and darkness cannot dwell together. It's quite clear in John's epistle that God is light, in him is no darkness
Amen.
At all. His answer, God's answer for us, is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
God sent, God gave his only begotten Son. If we, this is what it says in verse 9, and this is the verse that spoke to me this week, so I share it with you this morning. If we confess our sins,
Amen.
That's where we need to be. If we've said, thought, done something wrong,
yes.
if we confess our sins, the Bible says that he is faithful
yes.
and just to forgive us our sins
yes.
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's a cleansing that's always available. As believers, born again in the Spirit of God, we have the power, in the power of the Spirit of God, to live lives that are victorious lives.
Amen.
To live lives which are free from sin. But the Bible does actually say in 1 John chapter 2, if we sin, we've got someone to plead our cause.
That's right.
The Lord Jesus Christ. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous one. In our situation, before we came to know the Lord, before we knew his salvation, sin was something which we always were involved in. It wasn't a question of if we sin, it's every day we sin. But as believers now, we have a victory. We're still here on earth.
Amen.
There are still temptations. We still might fall. If we sin,
yes.
we've got an advocate with the Father. We'll come to
Lord.
That again in a moment. If we sin, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. He will never fail us. He is faithful.
Amen.
And we'll look at that faithfulness in just a minute. And he is just. He doesn't just dismiss sins and say, oh, well, that doesn't matter. It does matter. Sin has to be dealt with.
Yes.
Jesus dealt with it on the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
He dealt with all your sins and my sins on the cross of Calvary. All that we've been forgiven in the past has been dealt with. If tomorrow we sin, it was dealt with on the cross of Calvary. If next week there's something we do that is wrong, it was dealt with on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. One who can say to the Father, I shed my blood for this one.
Right.
The sins are dealt with. Praise the Lord. So when he forgives, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. He has the answer. He has the ability, he has the reason to say their sins are forgiven. I paid the price on the cross of Calvary, says the Lord. And so, There is no injustice. There's nothing that is wrong here. Jesus paid the price.
That's right.
And when we come to him as and accept him as Saviour and Lord, what he did for us on Calvary covers our whole life from beginning to end. Hallelujah. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. There's one to plead our cause on our behalf. A righteous God, you see, cannot just ignore sin.
Amen.
It has to be dealt with. You can't treat it as if it doesn't matter. Sin does matter. It's darkness. It separates us from God. But it was dealt with. The justice is there on the cross of Calvary, where Jesus paid the price. Our sins are not just forgiven. They are cleansed.
That's right.
They are washed away. Jesus bore our sin in his body on the cross of Calvary.
Thank you,
his
Lord.
Blood was shed to cleanse us from every spot and every stain. And so when it says we have an advocate with the Father, it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Here it is. I'll read it now from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, where John is saying, "My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not." This is no sort of new idea.
That's right.
The Bible tells us that there is the possibility, as born-again believers, that we can live lives that are free from sin. He says, "These things I write unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin," it's an if. If anyone sin, that's a believer. "If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father." We have a, well, we know what an advocate does. It's someone who speaks on our behalf in court.
Yeah.
The word it's translating is the word parakletos.
Yes.
The paraclete.
Comes alongside. Mm-hmm.
We know the paraclete is the Holy Spirit, who has been sent to speak alongside us from the Father. But there's one speaking alongside the Father for us.
That's right.
The paraclete is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if any man sin, we have an advocate, we have a paraclete with the Father, one speaking alongside the Father on our behalf.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he is the propitiation for our sins. That word propitiation carries the idea he took the full punishment for our sin. They're dealt with. God is satisfied. God is happy. They've been dealt with. That word, the Greek word from which this word propitiation comes, is the word that gives us our word in English, hilarious. The idea is there's a hilarious God. He's happy because the price has been paid. The problem has been dealt with.
Yes.
And when we come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the propitiation for our sins. God is happy.
Peace.
We're his. Hallelujah. There's nothing to come between anymore. The sin has been dealt with. Oh, can I ask you this morning, has the sin been dealt with in your life? All the burden, all the problems, all the things you've done wrong, all the things that would bring you into condemnation. The Bible says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, that know him as Saviour and Lord." The price has been paid. God hasn't ignored our sin. It's been dealt with.
Right.
There's no more price to pay. He is happy. Justice was done on the cross.
Amen.
So we preach the cross. We don't preach the cross simply as a man showing us a good example of how to live life, prepared to lay down his life for what he believed in. We believe that at the cross a sacrifice was made for our sin.
Yes.
And our sin was dealt with. And there is the answer. And so he says, if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Go back to verse 9 of chapter 1. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Yes.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, past, present, future. As we bring those things to him, there is a cleansing.
Yes.
In the precious blood of Jesus. How does it work? Where we get a revelation, we get a little insight into things, we get a picture given to us in Hebrews chapter 8 of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on our behalf.
Amen.
And this is what it says. But this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, but this man, because he continues ever,
yes,
he lives forever. Yes. He died on the cross for us. He rose again to die no more. He lives forever. Wherefore, It says, this man, because he continues ever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
Yes.
He's always interceding on our behalf before the Father.
Yes.
If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Here it is at work here in Hebrews chapter 8.
Yes.
In verse 25 it says, wherefore he is able also to save them yes. to the uttermost. That phrase to the uttermost is translating a phrase which really means he is able to save them to a full end.
Yes.
What he has started, yes. he will finish. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. That's what he's doing now on our behalf. He's ensuring that we who have begun the race here on earth
yes.
to serve him, to live lives victorious over sin, will complete the race.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Wherefore he's able to save to the uttermost those that come to God by him, seeing he ever lives
yes.
to make intercession for them. He's interceding on our behalf. And so in Hebrews 12, he exhorts us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher,
yes.
the completer, the perfecter of faith. The Authorized Version says our faith, but the Greek just says is the author and the finisher, the perfecter, the completer of faith.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. If we've put our faith and trust in him, he will ensure we will get there in the end and come before him in glory. Hallelujah. Are you saved this morning? Do you know that salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ has provided? Do you know that deliverance from sin and its consequences? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Put your faith and trust in him today. If you're not a believer, you haven't put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, accept him as your Saviour and Lord today. He will save you. He will change your life. He will transform your life. And if as a believer you have problems with things not going right and you're doing wrong things and you're saying wrong things and nothing seems to work right, come to him this morning. Confess your sins. You'll know that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to save and deliver you, set you free. Praise the Lord. He's able to set us free from all that sin and all unrighteousness. This morning, when we think about what God has done for us, how he saved us from sin, how even when we do things which we shouldn't have done, we can confess and come to him and know his cleansing, his salvation, his deliverance. Doesn't it amaze you?
Right.
Doesn't it amaze you? What a wonderful thing it is. What have we done to deserve it? Sometimes it seems so tremendously wonderful that some people can't even begin to bring themselves to believe it.
Right.
Me, saved, forgiven. Yes, every one of us, from the vilest sinner, we're going to sing, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.